Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Great to be back with you from a very waterlogged Johannesburg, might I add. Although on the plus side, I heard this morning on the radio that the dams are sitting at 84%, which is absolutely fantastic. And it is higher than it has been in 2 years. We definitely do need the rain. So very, very glad that that is the situation. And if that is the case, it may continue raining, except for the time when I'm at Ultra this week. And if it could stop raining for that, that would be fantastic. But nothing a pair of Wellingtons and a jersey and a raincoat can't sort out. So that'll be fine. I'm so excited. I've got a great show for you guys. Some entertainment stuff, some giveaways. So the two competitions that I was running, I'm going to be giving away the tickets to see the Lumineers as well as to Brooklyn Bubbles next weekend. So if you did enter, do stay tuned. I'll be announcing those a little bit later. And yeah, let's kick off. Let's get started. So I am so excited. Ultra Fest this weekend. Yay. I don't know who else has got their tickets. I am super, super, super excited. For those of you who don't know, Ultra is one of the biggest outdoor electronic music festivals that actually form part of the Ultra Music Festivals worldwide. I think there's about 20 of them that take place around the world. This is the fourth Ultra South Africa that we've had. So the first one kicked off in 2014, and the event is running in Cape Town today, actually, and then tomorrow in Johannesburg. And it's going to be taking place at the Joburg Expo Center, or formerly known as Nasrec Expo Center. Tickets are sold out, but I do believe that there are people selling tickets on the Ultra Fest Facebook page. So you can go and check there. There's obviously people that have had emergencies or whatever that can't attend, or some clever sods that bought the tickets on the early bird price and are now selling them. If you want them, you'll pay. So hopefully I'll see you there. I am beyond excited. I am really, really looking forward to seeing international headline acts David Guetta and Martin Garrix as well. Yay. Dash Berlin is coming. Kashmir is coming. DJ Snake, Black Coffee, Felix Jahan, Headhunters. I mean, this is literally, there's four stages. I am going to be losing my mind. I am so, so, so excited. So if you are at Ultra, please tweet me, Heather L. Hook, and use the hashtag UltraSA2017, and I'll most certainly do my best to get engaged with you if I'm not dancing my Wellington boots off. I'm so excited. So if you want some more info about the lineup or a little bit more, want to find out more about the event, head through to ultrasouthafrica.com and go check it out. And if you are, like I said, looking for tickets, make sure that you hit the Ultra Fest Facebook page and see if you can get your hands on some. I think there are still a couple available. I'm quite excited. Make sure that this is in the diary. The 10th anniversary production of Rent in Concert takes place at Monte Cassino's Teatro on Monday the 15th of May at 8 p.m. I'm so excited. Now, basically, this is the original cast, okay, that performed in the show in 2007. So 10 years ago, they've pulled them all back in, and they are going to be all performing together again for the first time in 10 years. And all the proceeds are going towards Hospice Wits, which I think is pretty darn awesome. So they're going to be doing some fundraising. So that's absolutely fantastic. So it is one night only. That's Monday the 15th of May at 8 p.m. And the ticket prices range from 150 to 450 Rand. So if you want to see Rent, I'm actually so excited. I've never actually even seen the movie. I've never seen a show. I've never seen anything. So I am really, really excited to go and see this. Rave reviews, Tony and Pulitzer Award winning show. I mean, it's literally, so much has been said about it, and I'm actually really, really looking forward to this. So for those of you who don't know, it's based relatively loosely on Puccini's La Boheme, and the musical production of Rent follows a year in the life of a group of impoverished friends struggling to make ends meet in New York's East City Village. So, and they struggle with relationships, drugs, loss, love, HIV, AIDS, creativity, everything that that young 20-somethings have to deal with, and all whilst trying to pay their rent. So the stage is minimal props, minimal staging. The show focuses more on the music and the songs and the strength of the beautiful voices that will have audiences either singing along or sitting completely mesmerized, longing for more. I am so, so, so excited to see this. So as I said, all proceeds of the show go to Hospice Fits, which is really, really awesome. So do make sure that you head on over to CompuTicket.com, or you can also give the CompuTicket box office a call on 0861-915-8000, or also pull into your nearest CompuTicket service center. I know they have them in Checkers and whatnot. So that is Rent in Concert on the 15th of May at the Teatro Monte Cassino. Yeah, hey. Now something else I'm really excited about. I got a lot of good news this week, let me just say. Does anyone remember John Edwards, the psychic medium? I used to stay up very late in my early 20s. I think he used to be on SABC 3 at like 11:30 at night. I used to stay up really late on Wednesday nights, whatever it was, riveted to the TV screen as John spoke to people that had lost loved ones and wanted to reconnect with them. A lot of people said he was a phony. I don't know. Personally, you know, you could just see by the people's reactions that that it was like pretty legit. So he always brought a very fresh, honest, and sort of like a quite like a thought-provoking attitude to the world of psychic phenomena. And I love this, and I am so excited. John is coming back to South Africa in August. Yay. So it's a seminar. It's going to take place also at the Teatro at Monte Cassino, and that is scheduled for Saturday, August the 5th at 8 p.m. So the seminar will kick off with quite an interactive Q&A session, and then he will connect with the other side and give messages to the audience from family and friends who have crossed over. So obviously, you know, attending the seminar doesn't mean you will get a reading, but maybe you will. Who knows? So I think that's pretty, pretty awesome. For those of you who don't know, John is a medium, an author, and a lecturer, and has spent the last 3 decades helping thousands of people with his extreme ability to predict future events and communicate with those who have passed on or crossed over to the other side. So, yeah, make sure you get your tickets. I actually think they're going to sell out pretty fast. I'm trying to remember when last he was here. I think it was like 2012 or 2013, so it's been a while. So I'm looking forward to that. Bookings are now open at CompuTickets. And if you want more information, you can head on over to CompuTicket.com. Or if you want to find out more about John, you can visit JohnEdward.net. So that is taking place Teatro Monte Cassino, and that is on August the 5th, Saturday at 8 p.m. Yahoo! Right, I am excited. Next week, woohoo, is the first Josie Wine Route taking place here in Joburg. So coming all the way from the Cape, heading up to Josie, Tuning the Vine brings you the best of the Cape winelands, taking place in 4th Avenue, Parkhurst, for the very first time ever between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Wednesday, the 1st of March. Yay. So if you're a regular wine quaffer like me, or you're just starting to learn about wine, you're a bit of a novice or a newbie, doesn't matter. Josie Wine Route is going to uncork the big city urban fun with more than 20 wine farms involved. Yay. So what you'll basically do is the road, I'm assuming, will be closed off, and you will sip and taste your way from one wine to another at the same time exploring some of the hottest restaurants, night spots, and shops along the Parkhurst Strip. So some of the venues that will be involved, Bistro Vine, The Art Room, Vovo Tello, Yumi, Craft, Cafe Del Sol Tre, Dry Dog, liquor, cubes, I mean, tons of them. So, I mean, this is going to be really, really awesome. So do make sure you get your tickets. I don't think they're that expensive. And you can head on over to tuningthevine.co.za for more details and to book. I think they're almost pretty close to sold out as well. So do make sure that you get your hands and come on over and join us for the Josie Wine Route. I love me a good glass of wine. And if there's some food thrown in as well, yay, all the more the merrier. Guys, don't forget Blue Man Group is still on. It's weird, it's insane, it's colorful, it's like being on acid, I would assume, never having been on acid in my life. And yes, it's comedy, it's theater, it's a rock concert, it's a dance party, all rolled into one. Audience participation is key, and it's all very weird and wonderful, involving lots of electronics, lots of lights, lots of strange sounds, strange musical instruments made out of weird things. Very, very interesting and loads of fun. So that is currently on at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. So do make sure you have your tickets. Head on over to CompuTicket.com and go check them out. Or you can also head over to the Monte Cassino website to get more information and to check out how to get your tickets. Okay, it is officially that part of the show that we've all been waiting for. Giveaway time, yay. So first up, I have got two sets of tickets valued at 800 Rand per set to see the Lumineers when they are live in South Africa at the Ticket Pro Dome on the 28th of April. A huge thank you to Big Concerts for making this giveaway possible. It wouldn't have been possible without them, so thank you. And our winners engaged on Facebook and Twitter and also on my website, and they use the hashtags Lumineers and Big Concerts, and they let me know the date of the show as well as their favorite lyric or verse or set of lyrics or verse from a Lumineers song that really resonated with them. So a huge well done to Marnell Smith and Abby Berman, who have both secured themselves a set of tickets to go and see the Lumineers on the 28th of April. Well done to both of you. And then I also, next giveaway, I have four sets of tickets to go through to Brooklyn Bubbles next week. Weekend, Saturday 4th of March. The tickets are valued at 600 Rand per set, and that includes your entry to the event, a complimentary tasting glass, and 15 tasting coupons. Yay, Brooklyn Bubbles. Our entrance entered again, Facebook, Twitter, and on my website, and they let me know one of the farms that are going to be showcasing their champagne or their Methode Cap Classique at the Brooklyn Bubbles next weekend. So a huge well done to Kalpesh Dalaba, Donovan Butler, Kitty Chen, and Lisa Smith. You guys are our absolutely awesome winners. So well done to all of you. Yay, congrats. Don't worry, I still have another competition on the go, this time to win tickets to go through to the Green Craft Beer Festival, which is taking place at Galuli's Farm next weekend, also Saturday, 4th of March. It is going to be epic. There are loads of craft breweries that are going to be there. There's a beer pong challenge. There's going to be some live music and some awesome food. So don't worry, you still have a chance to enter. You can head through to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the Green Craft Beer giveaway post, and then just comment at the bottom and let me know one of the awesome craft breweries that is going to be showcasing their liquor beer at the event next weekend. Or you can also head through to my Facebook page, which is also Heather L. Hook on Facebook. The post is pinned to the top of the page, and you can comment there and let me know one of the craft breweries that you're looking forward to seeing and tasting next weekend. I'll be doing that draw on Tuesday, so if you have entered, do stay tuned. That is it from me for this week. Please do make sure to engage with me on social media. I love chatting to you, everybody that gets engaged and involved and enters the competitions and lets me know their thoughts and views, etc. So my Twitter handle, Heather L. Hook, as I mentioned, Facebook.com/com Heather L. Hook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, and my website, heatherhook.com. I will be back with you next week. Have a beautiful weekend. Stay warm, stay dry, and I will chat to you next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.